You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We have more great accessible ballet now here on RNIB Connect Radio as we highlight a couple of Northern Ballet productions that are touring throughout the autumn and into 2027 with Gentleman Jack, Cinderella and Wuthering Heights. Northern Ballet's Artistic Associate and Audio Describer Pippa Moore, MBE, joins me now to tell me more about these great Northern Ballet productions. Hello Pippa, and good to have you back with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby, and thanks for having me.
Pippa, we must start by letting people know that they still have the chance to catch Northern Ballet's Gentleman Jack at the Alhambra Theatre in Bradford on Saturday the 5th of September with the Audio Describe performance at 2:30pm and the Touch Tour at 12:15pm, and also at the Edinburgh Festival Theatre next year on Friday the 2nd of April with the Audio Describe performance at 7:30pm and the Touch Tour at 5:45pm. This is the extraordinary story of Anne Lister, better known as Gentleman Jack, and a very powerful Yorkshire woman. And the tour has had some really good reviews so far, hasn't it?
Yes, that's right. It's been an absolute sensational hit with incredible reviews and response. So if you can catch it in Bradford or Edinburgh, I would highly recommend it. As you said, the ballet explores this extraordinary woman, Anne Lister, who had this ambition, intelligence, resilience and determination to live authentically despite the restrictions of early 19th century society. And with it being set in Yorkshire and Halifax, that's close to home as well, it really resonated with the company and with everybody we've performed it to, you know, bringing to life this character who only after her death in 1841, when her diaries were decoded, and she was, you know, an incredible diarist writing 4 million words, that it revealed this life that she lived and her relationships with women. And she just lived as she desired, not as society expected her to at all. So it's a very significant ballet, not just entertaining and with beautiful choreography and expressive dance, but just for this historical and important figure.
And people will probably know of the television series, but I think the ballet production probably gives a little bit more into the story and brings that alive a bit more on stage as well.
Yes, it was inspired by the BBC series and novels and biographies. And Sally Wainwright was actually the consultant for the ballet as well. It was choreographed by Annabelle Ochoa and the new score played live by Peter Salem. So it's definitely got a modern feel to it as well. So it's a narrative ballet, but with contemporary influence as well. And the ballet challenges these traditional gender roles as well. This ballet features the same-sex partnerships, and there's much more fluid casting as well, which is a little bit different to our usual very traditional ballets. So I think it's quite significant in a number of ways, this piece.
And also this autumn and leading up to Christmas time is the UK premiere of Michael Pink's production of Cinderella for Milwaukee Ballet. Pippa, will Northern Ballet be taking Michael Pink's production direct to the stage? As from what I have read, it goes into the dysfunctional family dynamics behind Cinderella, but still with all those elements of the story that we all know and love.
That's right, yeah. This is our absolute classic fairy tale. It's family-friendly, suitable for all ages, and a very traditional ballet. So everything that you would expect. Michael Pink did choreograph the ballet originally for Milwaukee Ballet in 2009, and the music is Prokofiev's famous score played live by our orchestra as well. And we take this production to Nottingham, Newcastle, Norwich and Leeds. Although it, yes, there's the underlying, you know, themes of perseverance, justice and happiness triumphing over cruelty. On the surface, you've got the spectacular ballroom scenes, magical stage effects, the romantic pas de deux, and of course, we've got comic characters, which are the stepsisters, and they are portrayed by men. So there's a sort of pantomime feel to their sort of comic characters. But yeah, it's a very beautiful production, and I think it's as classic to the fairy tale that you could imagine.
We are off to the wilds of the Yorkshire Moors now to explore the haunting world of romance and revenge for Kathy and Heathcliff with Northern Ballet's production of Wuthering Heights. Choreographed by David Nixon, CBE, and set to the original music by celebrated composer Claude Michel Schönberg, which will be touring throughout 2027. This is a wonderful production and, I suppose, a story that people might know, but possibly not through ballet.
True, yes. I mean, Emily Brontë's Gothic masterpiece, you know, who doesn't love the dramatic, heart-wrenching storytelling of the novel? But the ballet is just as emotionally intense. And this is one of Northern Ballet's acclaimed narrative works. It was created in 2002, but it's been revived many times because of its popularity as well. And this obsessive love story between Kathy and Heathcliff, you know, they're a real force of nature on stage. You know, the relationship isn't tender, it's beautiful, it's brutal, it's impossible to escape. So there's emphasis on acting as well as dancing, lots of expressive movement and powerful pas-de-deux to convey this longing and jealousy and, of course, this love and revenge, as you described. I was actually in the original cast of this ballet, so it's also, you know, it's close to my heart. And when I hear Claude Michel's music, it's beautifully haunting and evocative. So the story, you know, it's a very narrative ballet. It's easy to follow. It's true to the book and it doesn't go into so many complex side stories of it. It really focuses on that story of Kathy and Heathcliff and Edgar and Isabella Linton as well. So, it's a beautiful ballet, a little bit more emotionally intense than your Cinderella, but I think we've got something for everybody this season between the three of them.
That sounds fantastic. And Pippa, where can people go to find out more about the audio-described performances of Gentleman Jack, Cinderella and Wuthering Heights, plus many more too?
Yeah, our northernballet.com website. So just go on to northernballet.com and then it's all under accessible performances, or you can type in northernballet.com. Accessible performances. And I've also got audio on there for each venue describing the phone numbers, the ticket pricing, and what is going to happen at what time.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Pippa, for joining me again here on RNIB Connect Radio and sharing some great Northern Ballet audio described performances with me too.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.